My nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Friday, April the 11th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're getting an echo again. Oh, shoot. Are we on the headset, Beth Sheffield?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Oh, there it goes. Okay, I think it just dropped out. Very good. Excellent, because I had some complaints last Friday. Hey, you sent me a text this morning for today's lesson plan, and you want to talk about, teach us about the history of Greenland.
Correct. It's a long one. A history that I, admittedly, the history guy, was pretty ignorant of. But there's a long history here. This is not really new. When President Trump says, you know, we want to purchase Greenland, we want, you know, and he's basically said, you know, we want to do this peacefully if we can.
Yeah.
And, whoa. But I didn't really know much about Greenland, tell you the honest truth. And so, yeah, I'll.
Before you get into the history of it, because we only have a couple minutes left here in the short first segment, why do you think Donald Trump wants to purchase, obtain, manage, take control of? Why do you think Donald Trump thinks Greenland is so important?
Hey, here's the story. I've learned this in about 2 or 3 hours of reading. Everybody has thought this. Every administration has seen this. It's that President Trump is just openly speaking about it. He's openly speaking about it.
When you say everybody, how far back? How many presidents?
All the way back to Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
William Seward, the Secretary of State under Lincoln, and then when Lincoln was assassinated under Andrew Johnson, was trying to get us to purchase Greenland.
Whoa.
We can go back to... not Greenland specifically, but the whole notion of the Monroe Doctrine. It goes way, way back. There's a lot of history here, and this is way more complicated, intricate, and I can't really explain it all, having studied this for a couple hours, geared up on it, so I can talk to you guys about it. But there's a long history here. This is not brand new. It's just that President Trump has spoken of it openly. That's what makes it new. And people like you and me, even me, I hate to admit, wow, he's talking about Greenland? Now, this is new to me. No, it is. It's new to me, but it's not been new to the secretaries of state virtually every administration has spoken, desired to purchase Greenland because of its military strategic importance. It's important. Now, I have not a military background. I can't speak to that. But let me just point this out as far as geography. It is about halfway between us and Moscow. It is whoever controls Greenland controls quite a bit. I have a statement here by a gentleman that I had never heard of, but I'll tell you. But he said this. He said, Walter Berbick of the Naval College, whoever holds Greenland, he said this in 2019, whoever holds Greenland will hold the Arctic. It's the most important strategic location in the Arctic and perhaps the world. I had no idea it was that important to us.
Sure, absolutely. Now, one point I do want to hold you on right there. We have to understand a couple of things about Greenland as far as our military base.
Yes.
That J.D. Vance just visited with his wife. We're going to talk about all this. A couple of text messages coming in already. Greenland, History with Pat Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, of course, is our history lesson discussion with Pat Chatfield about Greenland. So just point of clarification, I got like six text messages. Everybody wants to know, how long have we had a military base in Greenland? They didn't even know we even had a military base there.
Yes, we had. Here's what happened. World War II happened. And when the Nazis swept through Europe and they took Denmark, we preemptively sent a military contingent and immediately established a base there based on our Monroe Doctrine before the declaration of war, before we were in war with Germany. So that was in 1941. We were not going to let the Germans take Greenland. So we just went and built a base immediately. And when Germany took Denmark, you could make, and Denmark surrendered, and they made a treaty with Germany. Germany at that point had a, you could make an argument they had a legal right to it, because now they were basically controlling all of Europe. Denmark had signed a treaty, just like France had done. They had signed a treaty, and so we just invaded it. Invaded it? That's not even the right word. We occupied it. To this day, everybody, this is, to me, striking. There are 56,000 people live on Greenland. 56,000. It's like as many people, approximately, that live in Emmett and Sheboygan counties. That's it. The entire country. There are 17 towns in Greenland, and there are no roads connecting the towns. I mean, you, from one town to another, you got to fly or snowmobile or whatever. Virtually nobody lives there. It is controlled by Denmark to this day, and they claim it's ours. It's our sovereign territory. But there's only 6 million people live in Denmark. And it's disputed. And there is an independence movement in Greenland. There's many Greenlanders that want to declare their independence. The Greenlandic premier said this. He said his name is Barup Agedi. He said, "Greenland is ours. We are not for sale. And we'll never be for sale. We must not lose our long struggle for freedom." They want to be independent from Denmark. And Denmark doesn't want to let them go. Denmark says to us, "Hey, this is ours. It's been ours for 8 centuries. It's been a colony of yours. You went in there and occupied it, just like what we're contemplating doing."
Sure.
Did you know that Denmark has a military force smaller than the New York City police force? I mean, what good is Greenland to Denmark? By the way, Denmark... or Greenland.
Point of clarification, just what you just said. Denmark or Greenland has the size of the
Denmark.
The country?
Denmark. The country. There's only 6 million people live in it.
And their military is the equivalent of the New York City Police Department.
Right.
Wow.
They can't protect it. They can't control it.
They can't defend anything.
Right. And so, back to the history. When this happened, when Denmark surrendered to Germany, we went and occupied the island and built a military force there. We have been there since then. Now, in 1944, as the war was approaching its end, Denmark and the United States were in discussions about when would the United States leave. And we basically told them, well, we'll talk about it later. Then after the war, 1946... we told them, "We're not leaving. We're not going to leave." And basically, they couldn't force us. They didn't try to force us because they knew they couldn't force us. And we, from that time, under Truman, and then under Eisenhower, and virtually every administration, we want to purchase this. We want to purchase this. And Denmark didn't want to do it. And let me point this out, too. Greenland is 10 times larger than Denmark. 56, but it's just a vast, it's like the Arctic, you know, it's like
sure.
Something like Antarctica. There's 56,000 people live there. Oh, we're going to,
it was funny talking about climate change and global warming and how now Greenland is covered in ice and Iceland is all green. I thought that analogy was kind of interesting back in the day. But basically, you're right. This thing is one big solid chunk of ice and snow covered. And like you said, no roads even between the towns.
That's right. And so President Trump is simply saying openly, what others have thought. Now, Vice President Rockefeller said under Ford, "Hey, we need Greenland. We need to buy it." I mean, just too many. Not many people have talked about it, but it's long been known by global strategists and those who understand geopolitics and geomilitary positioning that it is very important, and still is. And there's vast amounts of minerals and oil and things there that are unexploited, and we're just considering. Now, President Trump is saying what other people have thought. He said this right after he was elected, December 22nd, 2024. President Trump said, "Ownership and control of Greenland is an absolute, quote, absolute necessity, citing reasons of national security and freedom throughout the world." Is that true? You think that's true?
Well, if you look at the map, I believe it is. I mean, it between the western part of Europe and the northern part of Russia, direct access to Greenland gives them a refueling base. It gives them airport accessibility. I mean, they could fly right over New Brunswick and be in Maine within hours compared to launching something from Moscow.
Right. I heard somebody call Greenland the largest aircraft carrier in the world. The largest aircraft carrier in the world. It is a huge island, but it's frozen mostly. It's a huge island. It is three times the size of Texas, and it is significantly larger than Alaska. And we've wanted it for a long time. And that's just the history of it. Now, after World War II, there were negotiations between us and Denmark, and we flat out said, we're not going to leave the island. Since World War II, we have been the de facto leaders. We have de facto controlled the island.
Yeah, so obviously, a simple question, Russia and China and any of our other adversaries, they don't have a base there. Are we the only military base on Greenland?
Yes, and we're not going to tolerate. And by the way, again, this is just President Trump saying what others have thought.
The obvious.
Republican, Democrat alike.
Yeah.
Hey, and so when he said, hey, we need it, we want to purchase it, and we want to do this peacefully if possible, kind of implying that maybe not. But it wouldn't be a war. It just us go over and just annexing it and declaring this. Now, again, let me just say,
planting our flag and saying that's it, it's a territory.
Yes. By the way, let me give you a historical parallel. During the administration of James Monroe, he is the one, it was John Quincy Adams and Monroe, the Monroe Doctrine. Got that?
Sure. Yep.
Georgia was a state, and the Seminole Indians from Florida kept running across the border, attacking our settlements in southern Georgia. And the general was Andrew Jackson, and he sometimes would cross the border and to defend the Georgia colony, the state settlers, against the Seminoles. We said to Spain, look, you're either going to sell us this or we're going to take it because we have to control this. So Spain, who didn't have the ability to defend, and by that time they were a second-rate power, they sold us Florida for a few million dollars and in 1819, and we bought Florida. That's the history of Florida. It was sell it to us, or we're going to take it.
Are we in that exact position today, as far as this president and the economy and everything that's going on? Do you think we're in the exact same position to do the same thing to Greenland?
Oh, of course we are. We can do that in a heartbeat. Now we would take and people that you know. It's like again this. Like, the Greenland premier.
Yeah.
Who says Greenland is ours? We are not
for sale. It's not for sale. Right.
56,000 people.
I saw that statement, right.
56,000 people. and you're telling the United States we're not for sale, we must not lose our long struggle for freedom. I mean, look, they could declare their look, let me use the United States. We declared our independence July 4, 1776. That's what Greenland wants, some Greenlanders want to do to Denmark. They want independence. And even Denmark
what,
has said,
what percentage of Greenlanders?
I would say a majority or at least close. It's divided.
That I'm high. Gonna,
yes, they want independence. But the fact is, if Denmark, who has virtually no military, if they can't defend themselves,
right?
You think Greenland can defend themselves? But no. Greenlanders who want independence, what they want is to be an independent nation,
yeah,
and to have us stay and protect them. And
so as opposed to becoming a state of the United States
or territory,
make it a territory, because right. then they keep their country's identity, traditions, history, and all of that. We still call it and recognize it Greenland, much like what we do with the Philippines, for example.
What we did with the Philippines. I'm going to use that as another example. The Spanish-American War.
Right.
The Spanish-American War and the Mexican War, were they imperialistic on our part? Well, we can make that argument. But we went to war with Spain, and or maybe even rushed to war with Spain. Did the Spanish blow up the Maine that was anchored in Havana Harbor? Remember, the Maine was the cry in 1898. They blew up our ship, did they? We're not sure. Maybe they did.
but maybe we blew it up and blamed them.
I don't think so. I don't think we did that.
You've never been
knows?
A conspiracy theorist. Okay, yes, exactly. I get it. Okay, go
it
ahead.
It blew up. And something called the journalism at that time was called yellow journalism. And the papers yep. all over the country were clamoring for war. And they turned the American people, say, yes, let's invade. Let's go to war. And we did. It was called a splendid little war because it only lasted 3 months. And in that, we never exactly owned Cuba, but it became a protectorate. But we did own Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines. We promised the Philippines that someday we would give them independence, and we eventually did. So we have a very close relationship with the Philippines because we have protected them for a long time. Now,
sure.
obviously, they're their own country. But Guam and Puerto Rico, they're still United States territories to this day. And the sure. Puerto Ricans, they want to remain a territory. They don't want to become a state. They just want to stay as they are.
They like it just the way it is.
Okay. So it's not like this is unheard of. We used to not be afraid to exert our power, and we were not tremendously worried about world opinion. All the presidents, all the administrations say, man, Greenland's important, but nobody would be willing to come out and say it openly. Now, Vice President Vance has said that. President Trump has said that. And it would not mean that we'd go to war. It just mean we just come out there and just annex it unilaterally. And then we would probably compensate Denmark. And then we would treat, I mean, then the people living in Greenland would probably, that the individual citizens would get some sort of great recompense. That's what President Trump has kind of hinted at.
Right. Absolutely. Wow. Amazing history. Good information. Hey, we're going to take a short break. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems.